Good day, everybody. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. I'm Carson Horn for the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'll be right back with all your market details right after this.
The founder of Go Bob Pipe and Steel, Bob Studebaker, recently said,
"The most common question I get asked is, Bob, you sell several different lengths of trailer. How many bales will a 32-foot hold? How many will a 36? How many will a 40 hold?" Typically, I teach my people that we're doing that question asking because we want to know how heavy their bales are, what it is that they're baling, how many a year do they bale, how far do they have to haul it? Because I got more than one type of trailer. Red Rhino is the top of the line in inline hay trailers, but maybe they don't need that. I'm not going to sell them more than they need. Now, a lot of people look at the difference in price, and most of the time they go ahead and buy the Red Rhino because there's not that big a price difference. The quality or the heaviness is there. Plus, their resale value is typically you buy a Red Rhino, you own it 3 years. By the third year, you can get all your money out of it.
To see your new trailer, go to GoBob Radio, GoBobRadio.com.
Well, triple-digit gains quickly developed across the live cattle futures complex today. This created aggressive buyer support, which moved back into both live cattle and feeder cattle markets, pushing October through February contracts to $108 per hundredweight price levels by midday. Lean hog futures remained mixed today, although narrow trading ranges were seen as volume remained light. And even though early trade remained sluggish in live cattle with trade mixed in a narrow range, the early lack of direction led the way to strong buyer support and triple-digit gains. This pushed all nearby contracts above $108 per hundredweight by midday. And at close, these levels are expected to spark additional firmness early next week and should spark increased commercial interest to redevelop over the near future. And triple-digit gains flooded into the feeder cattle futures as firm support redeveloped not only in the live cattle futures, but also through cash cattle markets. This pushed front-month September contracts once again above $135 per hundredweight, which helped to draw buyers into all contract months. And grain futures were mostly a little lower today as a choppy overnight market headed down the home stretch. Anxiety was alive and well on Wall Street after U.S. stock index futures were left unable to follow through on yesterday's rebound. Instead, money managers bought safe havens, and the stronger dollar sent riskier investments lower. That included crude oil, which fought to hold $43 a barrel. Corn prices were weaker, though. They stuck to a very narrow range in quiet trade, while many traders continue to believe that the crop is smaller than USDA forecast on Monday, but burdensome supplies are still an anchor on a drifting market. Soybeans posted minor losses during a choppy session that kept November futures to a range of less than 5 cents, and wheat prices were narrowly mixed today, with slack of a big weather story keeping the focus on global trade. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'll be back next Monday with a fresh look at all the markets. For the Radio Oklahoma Network, I'm Carson Horn.